Are you hoping to get 10 feet more at bats than you were in the two last times? It's still tricky, but it's a crowded outfield.
Definitely tricky, because you got other guys you want to play also. But there's kind of just in this stretch right now with the limited amount of off days, maybe can give it's maybe a little bit easier to rotate guys around. But Heston has been swinging the bat really well in AAA, and you know, we're going to see him get some at bats up here.
I know you were asked yesterday about Kramer, but has there been any clarification?
We haven't finalized it, but I would assume that he's probably going to make another rehab start just because he didn't get his pitches up, didn't get out of the first inning there, so wasn't an ideal situation to from a pitch count standpoint, but he did feel good after the two-thirds that he threw down there. So we'll see. I'm going to assume that we're probably going to give him another rehab start. We just haven't finalized it yet.
The latest All-Star update came out today. You got three guys leading at their positions, five people moving on. Just what does it say about not just the players themselves, but the support that they're getting?
I haven't seen it, but Liam told me on the way over here. I think it's awesome, and I think they're so well deserving of. It's awesome to see Mountie. Mountie's in first, at first. So I'm excited for all those guys, and very cool that fans, not just in Baltimore, but around that are voting everywhere, that are recognizing our players and seeing how talented they are, and it's a great accomplishment to get recognized the way they are. Yeah, this is good team problems. I mean, I got Kowser and Hayes sitting on the bench today. Mountie is not playing. So there's, you know, when you have a bunch of talented players, it's tough to get everybody the playing time maybe they want or maybe on 20 other teams that they would get. And right now, it's a little bit of wait your turn. I think everybody understands it. It's not easy. They've all handled it extremely well. Everybody's handled it well. Hayes has been an everyday player here for 6 years, and right now, not getting everyday at bats. Maybe started the All-Star game last year. Last year, this time, we were talking about him starting All-Star games, and right now, he's not giving everyday at bats. So it's definitely a balance. And but we're doing a lot of really good things. We didn't have a very good series last one, but hopefully we can turn around starting today. Yeah, I mean, Ramon, you know, started getting going offensively a little bit, and taking better at bats, and the defense has always been there. And so, you know, once he started really using the whole field like he has been in the past and tapping in a little bit of power, you know, wanted to get him in the lineup more. So right now, if you're playing well, you're going to be in there. And you know, Ramon's been playing really well the last couple of weeks. Yeah, I mean, we've hit some little bit bump in the road with our starting pitchers right now, and you know, with Danny going down also. So before we were kind of series to series, that's continuing. we were hoping to get more out of Dean to be able to then make a decision if he's going to make the comeback up or not, and it didn't happen. So now we're kind of reassessing some things. Like I said, he's probably going to have to make another rehab start, and, you know, we'll go from there.
How big of a challenge is it keeping Kwan off the bases? Is it close to 400?
This is a really tough team to play against, and they have really good starting pitching, which they always do, an excellent bullpen, which they always put together a really good pen year after year. And this team is not fun to pitch against. They put the ball in play. Stephen Kwan's having an amazing year. Jose Ramirez is a one of the top five players in our league or higher, and nobody it doesn't seem like he gets the attention that he deserves because he's just such a really, really good baseball player. And they're balanced all the way down. They're throwing six lefties against Povich tonight and scoring runs and steal bases and don't punch out, put the ball in play. So it's a tough lineup to pitch against, and we're gonna have our hands full here.
Jordan Westberg has really established himself as somebody who takes his work very seriously and kind of becoming renowned for his intensity. What stood out to you about kind of the way he approaches the game? Do you feel like it's emblematic of the larger culture that you want to build here?
I think Jordan Westberg's his own person, so I don't know if he's. I think Jordan Westberg can turn around a culture. Honestly, we have a good culture already, and Jordan's fit right in. And Jordan is got a chance to be a real difference maker. He's already a really good player, but just the way he goes about his business, he's going to be one of those guys where every young player is going to come up when he gets older and be like, go watch that guy work. Go watch that the way that guy prepares. Watch what he does in the weight room, pregame and postgame. Just watch about how he goes about his business. Because already in his first full year, the guy's an ultimate pro in every single way. And he's just incredibly hard-nosed and loves to compete. So there's going to be a lot of people watching him over the years and try to imitate how he goes about his business, because it's off the charts. I did not. I know he hit a ton of home runs in AAA. You never know how that's going to translate here to the big leagues. It's the way that he can use the whole field for me. It's the right center field power. And we have a couple right-handers that are able to do that. Mountie can do that for that example. But Mountie's 6'4" and a half and more of a – hit 30 home runs before. Westy's playing second tonight and is a – most second basemen aren't going 30 and 100. And I know he's playing third for us also. But the way to be able to bounce in two positions the way he does – and put up the offensive numbers that he's putting up is it wows you a little bit every single day, honestly. I just love the way he goes about his business. We have a lot of really hard workers and a lot of guys that do things right in our clubhouse, and it's the reason why we have the record we have. But he's just all business all the time, and it's going to rub off on – it's rubbing off people now, and it's going to – in the future too.
Well, when you talk about going opposite field, how much confidence does it take for a hitter that young to allow the ball to travel?
Well, if you just watch his swing, there's zero pull-off in his swing. His eyes are buried down. It's almost like he's – he doesn't dive, but he is not – he's trying to stay on the baseball wherever it is, out of the plate or on the inner part of the plate where he's able to pull his hands in. There's only so many guys that like drop their eyes down the way he does, and that allows him to cover that ball out over the plate. And then he's so strong, and the way his swing works that you can hit the ball out the other way.